Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Lonely Desk. I'm your host, Jessica Lane, and let's face it, sometimes being a remote worker feels like living in a constant state of on. We blur the lines between work life and personal life, which can be amazing, but also a total recipe for burnout if we're not careful. Today's topic is all about setting healthy boundaries with clients and colleagues. Ever feel like your inbox is an open portal to someone else's after-hours demands? Or maybe you've had that colleague who just always wants to chat, even when you're trying to focus on a deadline. Yeah, we've all been there. But listen up, because establishing boundaries isn't about being selfish or uncooperative. It's about protecting your time, energy, and sanity. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house unannounced, right? So why would you let them waltz into your virtual workspace whenever they please? It's all about creating a respectful environment where everyone feels valued and supported. All right, so how do we actually do this? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you become the boundary-setting boss of your remote world. 1. Communication is key. This might sound obvious, but it's crucial to clearly communicate your boundaries from the get-go. Whether it's setting expectations for response times, availability outside of work hours, or even defining what type of communication channels you prefer, email for work stuff, text for quick updates, etc., don't be afraid to lay it all out there. You wouldn't hesitate to tell a friend when you need some alone time. Same goes for colleagues and clients. 2. Be realistic and kind. Look, we can't always say no to everything, but that doesn't mean we have to overcommit ourselves either. Assess your workload honestly, prioritize tasks, and learn to politely decline requests that fall outside your capacity. Remember, it's okay to set realistic expectations for yourself and others. A little kindness goes a long way. Try phrasing things like, "I'd love to help, but I'm swamped with project right now." Instead of, "No way, Jose." 3. Time blocking is your best friend. If you're constantly juggling meetings, emails, and projects, time blocking can be a lifesaver. Schedule specific blocks in your day for focused work, client calls, or even responding to emails. This helps create structure, prevent distractions, and allows you to allocate your time effectively. 4. Use technology wisely. There are tons of amazing tools out there that can help you set boundaries. Think about setting up an auto-reply email during off hours, using do not disturb modes on your phone, or even scheduling specific times for checking emails and messages. These little tricks can make a world of difference in creating mental space. 5. Remember, you deserve respect. This one is super important. Setting boundaries isn't about being difficult. It's about advocating for yourself and ensuring you're treated with respect. If someone repeatedly disregards your boundaries, don't be afraid to have a direct conversation. Remember, healthy relationships require open communication and mutual respect. Now let me paint you a picture of a typical workday gone wrong. Imagine this. You're knee-deep in an important project, deadlines looming, when suddenly your phone explodes with client emails demanding updates. Then, a colleague starts messaging about a completely unrelated issue, right when you're trying to brainstorm solutions for that crucial presentation. Sound familiar? Yep, this is what happens when we don't set those boundaries. The good news is, things can be different. Picture yourself calmly working through your day, knowing exactly which tasks need attention and how much time you have allocated for each one. You're responding to emails at designated times, politely declining unnecessary requests, and enjoying focused work sessions without constant interruptions. That's the power of healthy boundaries. So, remember these key takeaways. Communicate clearly, set realistic expectations, leverage technology, prioritize your time, and never forget that you deserve respect. Now, go out there and rock those boundaries. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use some boundary-setting inspiration. And as always, head over to our social media pages and let me know what you think. What are your biggest boundary-setting struggles? Share them below. We're all in this remote work journey together, so let's support each other every step of the way. Until next time, keep it real, stay connected, and never stop hustling, but don't forget to take breaks.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.